can't the English teach their children how to speak? This verbal class distinction by now should be antique.
WCBS News Time, 12:21. Time now for our weekly chat about words with Ben Zimmer. He's the executive producer of visualthesaurus.com and vocabulary.com and our resident language maven. So, Ben, we've all been swept up in the majesty of the royal wedding today. How do royals and commoners talk to each other? Is there a language barrier?
Well, this is an important issue because, of course, Kate Middleton, as we've all heard, has a commoner background. She didn't have the aristocratic heritage that one would normally find with a royal consort. So the fact that Prince William married a commoner, she's called that even though her parents were self-made millionaires. That doesn't really matter in British class-conscious society because the Middletons are still seen as middle class, despite what money they might have made on their own. And so in British society, that comes through in the way people speak. It's, there are these class differences.
So the London tabloids have really raked the Middletons over the coals for their speech. What word rules would you follow if you had to deal with the royals?
Well, the tabloids did actually a few years ago when Kate and William broke up for a little while. They were actually blaming it on Kate's mother, Carol, using terms that were seen as not proper when addressing the Queen, for instance. So, things like saying toilet when one should say lavatory or loo, if you don't hear someone, then you're supposed to say what, but she said pardon, which is apparently another sign that you're middle class and that you're not, properly addressing someone in the upper classes, especially not the Queen.
Oh my goodness, I just cringe to think of anyone in my family if they had to meet royalty or the president or some grand poobah. But if one of us were to meet the Queen one day, what's the proper way to address Her Majesty? Is that
well? This all came out with the flap over Carol Middleton and what she supposedly said. You should not say "pleased to meet you." That is not the proper greeting. That is actually rather gauche, and one should simply say "hello, ma'am." That is the proper greeting when addressing the Queen, and that will not show you to be someone who doesn't know how to use the language properly if you use that greeting instead.
And are you to curtsy while you're saying this?
Well, yes. Of course, there's all sorts of etiquette that goes along with that. You can't, turn your back to her and all sorts of things like that. But the language is really the key part of it all.
Or call in sick and just avoid the meeting altogether. Well, thanks as always for joining us live. We always get a kick out of you.
Thank you.
That's Ben Zimmer, the executive producer of visualthesaurus.com and vocabulary.com, and, of course, our resident language maven. And if you head on over to our website, there's a link there to his column about the Queen's English. You can log on to cbsnewyork.com and just check in the links and numbers section.